This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating. Has been physical on patient Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, first name Angers, A-N-G-R-E-S-S, Kyla, K-Y-L-A. The date of birth, August 10th, 1992. The date of evaluation, December 22, 2022. The chief complaint, atrial fibrillation on Apple Watch. The HVID, patient is a 30-year-old female who was on a flight approximately 2 weeks prior to the initial evaluation when her Apple Watch indicated heart rate of 120-130 beats per minute, period. The watch further indicated that she was in atrial fibrillation. She then asked the flight attendant if an emergency physician could be called, period. A physician in flight told her that she possibly had PVC, period. The patient further reports occasional irregular heartbeat beginning approximately 1 year ago. This had occurred spontaneously over the year, period. She has had no associated dizziness. She further states that she feels a strong beat in her arms and stomach, period. Past medical history includes cholelithiasis, next number general anxiety disorder. Past surgical history, unremarkable. The allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, multivitamin daily, family history, mother with hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, prediabetes, possible CAD, father with hypertension, social history. There is no history of cigarette smoking, period. She notes occasional alcohol use, period. She notes marijuana use in her past teenage years only. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. She reports eye twitching and muscle twitching, period. Constitutional, she has general weakness, skin normal, eyes, she wears glasses and contacts, she has itching of the left eye, period, cardiac, as per HVI, vascular, she has swelling of the feet in the past, period. Gastrointestinal, she has diarrhea and constipation. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Musculoskeletal, she has twitching of the left arms. Neurologic, she has occasional headache. Psychiatric, she reports anxiety, period. Hematologic, she has anemia, period. The patient correction, the physical examination, blood pressure 117/66, pulse 78, respiratory rate 16, height 63.5 inches, weight 137.2 pounds, period. The physical examination otherwise is unremarkable, period. Data review, the ECG purporting to show atrial fibrillation from the Apple data reviews a sinus rhythm with rate of 121 beats per minute, period. There is no evidence of atrial fibrillation, period. She was referred for a Zio patch, period. Zio patch reveals occasional ventricular ectopy, period. The maximum heart rate was 157 beats per minute, period. Minimum heart rate was 49 with average of 83 beats per minute, period. There were 49 beats of ventricular ectopy during the monitoring period, period. There was one episode of triplet, period. The overall impression, patient presents with report of atrial fibrillation per Apple Watch, period. My interpretation of the initial data was that there was no atrial fibrillation, period. Subsequent evaluation revealed episodes of PVCs, period. However, PVCs noted to be rare, period. She did have one episode of triplet, i.e. three ventricular beats in a row, period. This most likely is related to her overall anxiety state and consumption of coffee, period. However, given her mom has, correction, given family history of possible CAD, would recommend echo to rule out any contribution from valvular dysfunction, mitral valve prolapse, comma, or any other valvular or myocardial disorder contributing to her ventricular ectopy. Again, I do not think this is the case, but given the episode of triplet,